From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, gun control advocates are calling for action after this week's mass shooting at Washington's Navy Yard. But is the approach they're taking bound to fail?
But first, foreign policy by op-ed. Last week, after the New York Times printed an opinion piece from Russian President Vladimir Putin condemning any U.S. strikes against Syria's chemical weapons capability, Senator John McCain said there was no way Pravda would run an op-ed from him. Well, today they did. And in it, McCain tells Russians their president and his government don't respect your dignity. They punish dissent and imprison opponents. They rig your elections. They control your media. They terrorize and even assassinate journalists who try to expose their corruption. And that was just the beginning. A spokesperson for Vladimir Putin says he will not respond to the piece. The BBC's Famil Ismailov is in Russia. Famil, are Russians responding to the piece?
Well, I mean, first of all, if they were able to read it at all, because there are two Pravdas, sorry for the pun, but because the word Pravda in Russian means truth, there are two truths here. One Pravda is the newspaper that started in 1912 by Vladimir Lenin, and at the moment it is a print periodical for the Russian Communist Party. And the other one is the online resource. It's the online site, which is called Pravda.ru. And I'm afraid Mr. McCain's representatives mixed up the two of them.
Well, so you've said a couple things here. First of all, we understand that the Pravda newspaper is not the same as the online version that McCain published in. The Pravda newspaper also isn't the same newspaper that some people think of it as traditionally. But nevertheless, he's not published there. He's published online. Who is it that's reading this online?
So, you have to see the online readers are mostly younger generation. Some of them say agree with Mr. McCain, and they say he's quite right by criticizing the Russian government. Other people would say that, you know, mostly they consider him to be trying to, you know, to teach Russians how to do politics. And these would be mostly older generation. And they would say, and they actually said it to our reporters, that Mr. McCain shouldn't really teach Russian government what to do in terms of politics.
Well, but what are Russian officials saying, maybe even behind the scenes, because they've said Putin is not going to comment on this? Because John McCain also heavily criticized Russia's attitude towards Syria. He says Russia supports a Syrian regime that is murdering tens of thousands of its own people to remain in power, and it's blocking the UN from even condemning these atrocities. What are officials saying about John McCain weighing in there?
Well, I mean, the officials try not to put too much weight onto what Mr. McCain said. Because Pravda online site is a very limited resource, doesn't have a huge audience, and it's not as sort of in terms of media as respectable as, let's say, a newspaper Kommersant or Rossiyskaya Gazeta or Vedomosti. The other factor is that the Russian government has already decided on its position regarding Syrian chemical weapons, and it's going at it at full steam, and together with the United States and the European partners trying to work out how those chemical weapons could be destroyed. When it comes to the internal politics, they've heard that sort of criticism before, and they don't really care much about it.
Well, this comes, of course, at a time of this delicate negotiation between the U.S. and Russia over Syria's chemical weapons. Yesterday, the State Department indicated that there might be some wiggle room and that deadline that had been set of this weekend for Syria to disclose its inventory of weapons, a sense that they hadn't given the country enough time. And Putin spoke today and seemed to indicate that while he wasn't sure that the whole plan of destroying the chemical weapons could be carried out, he did see some signs of hope. What did he say?
Well, I mean, he was talking at the Valdai gathering of analysts and journalists, which happens every year. So he said that actually Syrians have made practical steps towards working and submitting inventory on time. But at the same time, Putin said, he used just these words, nobody can give 100% guarantee that the time frame will be followed. Mm-hmm. So here we can see that they are trying to leave a wriggle room as well. But at the same time, Russians are quite adamant that the use of chemical weapons in Damascus on the 21st of August was a provocation. And Putin repeated that again at Valdai gathering. So the Russians actually haven't changed their position, and they will continue to pursue it.
So, Famil, one last thought. Your opinion, did the John McCain op-ed today help in that goal of getting Syria to give up its chemical weapons with the help of Russia? Did it hurt it, or does it not matter?
I don't think it matters at all, because this is not the way, not the resource, not the media outlet that would appeal to a big audience and have any serious impact.
The BBC's Famil Ismailov in Russia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.